According to new research from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the percentage of high school students who are sexually active has been decreasing since 1991. But the National Youth Risk Behavior Survey also shows that among sexually active teens, condom use has also gone down since 2003, and it's estimated that nearly half of pregnancies are unplanned. So health centers from Denver to Texas and beyond are working on the problem. Carrie Goldberg of Here and Now contributor WBUR visited a large clinic in Massachusetts and has this story.
At the Family Health Center of Worcester, staffers have been well-trained to ask the one key question, often and in multiple languages. In Portuguese,
você pretende engravidar no próximo
and Albanian,
a can in a plant,
and Vietnamese.
Chị có dự định có thêm em bé trong năm tới hay không?
Medical interpreter Annie Nguyen translates.
Do you plan to have a baby within the next year?
Health center staffers ask this just about every time a woman of childbearing age comes in for treatment, even for just a cough. If she says she's not planning to become pregnant, that's an opening for a conversation about birth control options. Nguyen says after just a few months of those conversations, she's seeing a dramatic difference. A
couple years ago, we always see women coming in and it's always an accident. But now, I hardly ever hear an accident anymore. It's something either they plan for or they just, they don't get pregnant anymore because of the education that I got that I'm able to pass on to them.
That education includes training on how to talk about birth control, says prenatal services manager Jennifer Averill Moffitt.
Whereas before, perhaps the counseling was, here are these 12 methods. Choose which one is best for you. Mm-hmm. Now we're saying, here's the most effective method, and here are some other choices. Choose what's best for you.
That most effective method, long-acting birth control. That includes intrauterine devices, or IUDs, and the Nexplanon hormonal implant, a matchstick-sized rod that's implanted in a woman's arm and prevents pregnancy for 3 years. They're not for everyone, but for typical users, both have failure rates of well under 1%, compared to an annual pregnancy rate of 9% for women who take the pill. That's due mainly to user error. Pills are easy to miss, while long-acting methods are set and forget. So why aren't even more women using these long-acting devices? For one thing, IUDs and implants are not always easy and quick to get, particularly for low-income women whose unplanned pregnancy rate is especially high. The Family Health Center of Worcester is making a major effort to change that, with help from a nonprofit called Upstream USA, whose mission is to bring down those barriers.
There are many health centers we work with that are literally not offering IUDs and implants at all, period. So literally 0% of women are getting access to these methods.
Mark Edwards is the co-founder of Upstream USA.
From our point of view, that's unconscionable. I mean, this is a method of contraception which research studies have shown is actually 20 times more effective than the pill in terms of real-world use. And yet, health centers aren't making these methods available. In any other form of medicine, it would just be an outrage.
So Upstream goes into health clinics like the Family Health Center of Worcester and helps them up their birth control game. That means training just about the entire staff on birth control counseling, from the medical assistants and interpreters to the schedulers, says Jennifer Averill Moffitt.
Having a culture shift that says this is important enough that everyone who works in a health center should have this education is huge.
It also means improving back-end work on medical paperwork and billing so the center doesn't lose money on long-acting birth control, and training more medical staff to insert the devices. Plus, there's workflow. A woman who wants an IUD or an implant often has to come back for at least one additional appointment, and that can take weeks. She may not come back, or by the time the appointment rolls around, it may be too late.
That's what happened with me, actually.
Angelica Rodriguez books appointments at the clinic and is a patient there, too. After she went through the Upstream USA training last year, she decided she wanted a Nexplanon arm implant. She booked an appointment to get one.
But the appointment was 1 month after. And then when the appointment came, it was June something, I was already pregnant.
These days, she'd only have to wait a week or so to get long-acting birth control, and Moffitt says the Family Health Center of Worcester will soon have same-day IUD and implant appointments. The clinic doesn't have data yet on whether its upstream training has cut unintended pregnancy, but she expects the rate to drop, as it has repeatedly in demonstration projects that gave teens and low-income women better access to long-term birth control.
When we give women the choice, hopefully our numbers of unplanned pregnancies can plummet.
Upstream USA is working at sites around the country these days, including a statewide project in Delaware where the unplanned pregnancy rate is 57%. Upstream's budget, funded by donations, has gone from under $2 million last year to over $10 million this year. Co-founder Mark Edwards says he hopes better birth control will become so easy to get that Upstream will become obsolete someday. For Here and Now, I'm Carrie Goldberg.